Hello, good evening. My name is Carlos. I'm calling on behalf of Metro Research. Would you like to ask you a few questions about the upcoming elections? Can you be so kind and share your opinion with us real quick? I'll be brief. Just to make sure we're talking with people of all ages, can you please tell me what is the year of your birth?
What is what?
The year of your birth. Just a year.
1952.
Thank you, and very kind of you for taking the time to help me. Now, what is the highest level of school that you have completed, or the highest degree that you have received? Just for statistical. Thank you. So she's okay. And are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. And is your race white, Caucasian, black, African American, American Indian, Asian?
Whoops. Black.
Thank you. Now, moving on. Are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
I'm registered.
Okay. As you may know, there will be elections for president, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices this November. How likely are you to vote on the upcoming November 2024 elections? Almost certain to vote? Probably? 50-50?
Almost certain.
Almost certain. Okay. And how motivated are you to vote on the November 2024 election? On a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you're not at all motivated, and a 10 means that you're extremely motivated. What number?
10.
Thank you. Now, moving on. How much power do you feel that your vote has to create change in your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel the vote has on the scale from 0 to 10. And again, 0 means no power at all, and 10 means a lot of power. What number?
Give me a 7.
Okay. Now, thinking about the upcoming election in November 2024, what is the most important issues for you when voting this year? You can select up to 2. Climate change, the cost of living and inflation, crime and violence, voting rights and democracy, health care, criminal justice reform, police violence, Israel-Palestine conflict, abortion, racism and discrimination, immigration, student loans and forgiveness, or jobs in the economy. If you had to pick 2.
What was number 2?
Let me read it. You can stop me, okay, when you hear the ones that are most important for when you go and vote. Climate change is one. Cost of living and inflation is another one.
That one.
Okay, crime and violence, voting rights and democracy, health care. Okay, and that one. Okay, thank you, ma'am. And now, real quick, moving forward, I would like you to rate how you feel about some people and some groups of people using this scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 5 means that you feel neither warm or cold, neutral, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any number from 0 to 10, depending on how you feel. And if you don't know or never heard of the person or the group, you let me know, okay? Here's the first one. Hakeem Jeffries, from 0 to 10.
9.
And Joe Biden, one number?
9.
And Kamala Harris, one number?
9.
Donald Trump?
0.
Republican in Congress?
0.
And Democrats in Congress? What number?
9.
Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate your patience on the line. Now, if the 2024 election for president were held today, from who would you vote? Donald Trump, Joe Biden, a third party, or an independent candidate?
Joe Biden.
Or are you in this? Joe Biden. Okay. And if you have to, if you have to choose from who would you vote in the 2024 election for president, Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
Joe Biden.
And if the 2024 election for Congress were held today, from who would you vote? The Republican candidate, the Democratic candidate, or are you undecided, or will you not vote?
Democratic candidate.
And when it comes to the campaign promises that President Biden made to black people during the 2020 election, would you say that he has keep all his promises, keep most of his promises, some of his promises, a few, or keep any, not keep any?
Most of his promises.
Most of his promises.
How much longer is this going to take? I got a call coming in.
Okay, you can answer the call. I wait on the line, ma'am. Go ahead. Thank you. I appreciate your time.
Okay,
thank you, ma'am. Now, will you be more likely or less likely to support a candidate for Congress who had each of the following priorities or traits? Or it will make no difference. The first one, looks out for people like me. Will that make you much more likely to support a candidate like that? Somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
Someone more likely.
Put people over politics. Would that make you to support that candidate much more likely? Somewhat more? Somewhat less or much less?
Somewhat more.
Grows the economy. Same question. Somewhat more. Okay. Wants to build black wealth. Will that make you support him much more, somewhat, much less, somewhat more, right?
Yeah, right.
Defends democracy. Same question. Much more, somewhat less, or much less to support a candidate like that?
Somewhat less.
Somewhat less. Okay, thank you. And brings down prices and make cost of living more affordable. Will that make you to support that candidate much more? Somewhat more? Somewhat less? Somewhat more. And secures the border. Much more? Somewhat more? Somewhat less? Much less?
Somewhat less.
And somewhat less. Thank you, ma'am. Now moving on. For each of the following priorities or traits.
How much longer is this?
Yeah, man, we still have, we're like halfway there with 50%. Okay.
I can't do another 50%.
Yeah, I speed it up, man. Your opinion really matters, and it's very important for us to record all your answers. Believe me, it makes a big difference, man. Now, for each of the following priorities or traits, can you please rate how well you think it describes Democrats in Congress on the scale from 0 to 10? With 10 means it describes Democrats in Congress extremely well. And 5 means it describes them somewhat well. And 0 means it does not describe them well at all. Is too woke. 0? Yes, ma'am. Too woke, the new thing, woke, W-O-K-E.
I have the slightest idea what that word means, so I'm going to pass on that.
Okay. But what number should I give? Does not describe them well at all. Is 0?
Well, I don't know what it means. It's just a stupid word that I don't know what it means.
Can you pick up a number so we can continue? Any number, you know, if you think that describes Democrats.
Okay, read the question again.
Yeah. For each of the following priorities or traits, please rate how well you think it describes Democrats in Congress on the scale from 0 to 10. A 10 means it describes Democrats in Congress extremely well. A 5 means it describes them somewhat well. And a 0 means it does not describe them well at all. And the first one is to walk, okay? And is effective and gets things done. From 0 to 10.
5.
And wants to build black wealth. From 0 to 10.
5.
Protects abortion rights. How well do you think that describes the Democrats? From 0 to 10.
9.
And brings down prices and makes cost of living more affordable. What number?
7.
Okay, and fights racism and discrimination. What number?
Eight.
Eight, okay. And is honest and ethical. How well do you think that phrase describes the Democrats? From 0 to 10?
Oh, 9.
Okay, thank you. Now moving on, I'll speed it up, man. Now I'm going to read you real quick some statements that people have made, and for each statement, please rate on the scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means it makes you extremely motivated to vote for the Democrats in Congress, a 5 means it makes you somewhat motivated, and a 0 means it does not make you feel motivated at all to vote for the Democrats in Congress. You may use any number from 0 to 10. Is a middle-class mother... I have been able to feed my families thanks to the Democrats' American Rescue Plan, which invested more than $12 billion in food assistance programs like SNAP. Now, from 0 to 10, when you hear that statement, how motivated makes you feel?
9.
Okay. And as a working American, I was able to pay my bills and afford groceries thanks to the $1,400 cash relief checks that came my way under the Democratic legislation during the pandemic. What number? Okay. And as a recent college graduate, I was one of the 3.6 million borrowers who had $127 billion in the student loans eliminated under the Democratic leadership. This relief will help me get a head start and secure my economy future on a certain times. From 0 to 10, what number?
9.
Okay. And as a senior, my prescription drugs prices are going down because Democrats in Congress cap prices for people like me with a month's supply of insulin for seniors now at $35 and seniors' out-of-pocket expenses at the pharmacy now cap $2,000 a year. From 0 to 10.
9.
Okay. And as a young American just entering the workforce, I have seen more good-paying jobs become available as the unemployment rate for Black Americans like me is at a historical low level under the Democratic leadership. What number?
9.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. Now, let's go to the next one real quick. I'm going to read you some actions the Democrats in Congress have taken over the past few years. Can you please select two or three actions that you feel have the biggest impact on your life personally? Eliminated $127 billion in student loan debt for 3.6 million borrowers. Brought the unemployment rate down to historically low levels for Black Americans. Sent out $1,400 cash relief checks under the American Rescue Plan. Invested $1.7 billion in affordable housing. Cut credit card late fees from $32 to $8. Invested $12 billion in food assistance programs like SNAP. Invest in Black small businesses, ownership, and entrepreneurship. Lower the cost of prescription drugs and cap insulin costs. That one. Another one?
Yeah, and 1 and 2.
That one and brought the unemployment rate down. Send out the $1,400 cash relief checks. Did you receive the check?
No.
No? Did they help you? They cut the credit card?
Was that one, number one?
Eliminated the $127 billion in student loan debt for 3.6. That one?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Now, real quick, sometimes in service like this, people change their mind, and sometimes they don't. And once again, if the 2024 election for Congress were held today, for who would you vote? The Republican candidate, the Democratic candidate, or are you undecided? Or will you not vote?
Democratic.
Yeah. And which of the following statements comes closer to your opinion, even if neither is exactly right? Here's the first one. We should invest in safety net programs that will raise Black families out of poverty. Second one, we should invest in new businesses and jobs that will allow Black families to build wealth and close to racial wealth gap. The first one or the second one?
The first one.
Okay, and I'm going to reach you real quick so we can finish this up. The serious statement that people may say about why we should vote for Democrats for Congress. Now, for each statement, please rate on the scale from 0 to 10. And 10 means the statement is very convincing reason for you to vote for Democrats for Congress. And 5 means it's neither convincing or unconvincing. And 0 means it's not at all convincing reason to vote for the Democrats for Congress. Now, you may use any number from 0 to 10. Here's the first one. After MAGA extremists denied the 2020 election results, every single Republican in Congress voted against legislation that will enact the most sweeping voting and civil rights changes since the 1960s. Meanwhile, Democrats in Congress are fighting to expand voting rights so that everyone can continue to have a voice in deciding the future of our country. For 0 to 10, how convincing is that statement?
9.
Okay, and we all deserve access to good paying jobs and a chance to succeed, but Republicans passed a law that raises taxes on the middle class. At the same time, they are giving tax cuts to big corporations and the ultra-wealthy. Democrats in Congress have stood up for us by providing tax relief for the working class, creating record numbers of the new good paying jobs, encouraging record growth on black-owned small businesses, and closing the racial wealth gap. What number, from 0 to 10?
8.
Okay. And every American deserves access to affordable and comprehensive health care. But Republicans in Congress want to defund Social Security and Medicare, get rid of all the Affordable Care Act, and block laws that lower prescription drug prices. Democrats in Congress have lower health care premiums and expanding coverage under the Affordable Care Act for millions of black families. As a result, over 2.7 million more black Americans have health insurance coverage in 2023. What number? From 0 to 10.
7.
Okay. And no one should be forced to carry a pregnancy against their will, but Republicans in Congress want to pass a national abortion ban that will force women to give birth even in cases of rape or risk to the mother's health. Democrats in Congress understand that abortion is a decision made between a woman and her doctor, not politicians, and it will pass a national protection on abortion. What number?
8.
Okay. How convincing is this one? We need leaders in Congress who will invest in the black community, but the Republicans in Congress care more about dividing the country and stripping away our freedoms. Meanwhile, Democrats in Congress pass a historic infrastructure investment to help build up transportation, assist black homeowners with updating their homes, and advance environmental justice in communities that have been hit hardest by the climate change. For 0 to 10, what number?
9.
Okay, thank you. Now, to finish this up and real quick, we just have a few more questions. I ask you again, how motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 election on the scale from 0 to 10? 0, not 10. Motivated? 10, okay. And how much power do you feel your vote has to create changes in your community from 0 to 10?
10.
Okay. And sometimes in service like this, people change their mind, and sometimes they don't. Once again, if the 2024 election for Congress were held today, for who would you vote? The Republican candidate, the Democratic candidate, or are you undecided?
Democratic.
Okay, and once again, for each of the following priorities or traits, can you please rate how well do you think it describes Democrats in Congress on the scale from 0 to 10? A 10 means it describes Democrats in Congress extremely well. 5 means it's describing someone well, and 0 means it does not describe it well at all. Now, the first one, brings down prices and makes cost of living more affordable. What number from 0 to 10?
5.
Okay. And wants to build black wealth from 0 to 10?
7.
6, you said, right?
7.
Oh, 7, okay. And thinking about your approach to political issues, how would you describe yourself as a very progressive, somewhat progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Moderate.
Moderate, thank you, ma'am. And are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18, yes or no?
No.
And in politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, a Democrat, or an independent?
Democrat.
A strong Democrat or not so strong?
Strong.
And how would you describe your employment status? Full-time, part-time, retired?
Retired.
Okay. And for who did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote? Joe Biden, the Democrat?
Joe Biden,
okay.
Yeah.
And last year, that was 2023. What was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Just stop me when I get to your right category. 35 to 44?
There you go.
Okay, 35 to 44. And aside from weddings and funerals, how often do you attend religious services? More than once a week? Once a week? Once or twice a month? A few times a year? Seldom?
Seldom.
Okay, thank you. And thank you very much for your patience. Believe me, you've been a great help. Okay, enjoy the rest of the evening, man. This concludes the service.
You deserve
Thank you.
That.
Thank you.